This is a night that inspires poetic thoughts, imagery perhaps in any man so inclined. A night before the most supreme glory, the most profound joy on the church calendar will necessarily carry with it an air of excited expectation. Every year, the night before Easter is the dark before the light, the final gloom before the joy, and ultimately a time to ponder new beginnings. Our faith is one of new beginnings, indeed, of new life. Christ famously says to Nicodemus, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Being born again is essential to one being saved. A new beginning is required for salvation. But of course, if I make such a claim, then we must discuss it and figure out what that new beginning is and how one obtains it. The first reading this evening was the very beginning. That is, the first beginning. Before the wonderfully creative word of God was spoken for the void to hear, there was nothing, darkness. And yet this darkness eagerly awaited the light. The nothingness waited for the word of God to give existence, to give life, to give meaning. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, we heard. Yet our God is the creator, and therefore he must act out of his nature and create. Creation was indeed inevitable. Friends, in the life of the church, this night is the night when we feel what the formless earth felt and what the formed earth felt on this very night 2,000 years ago. We are aware of the inevitability of creation, though this time, a new creation is what we await. The cycle, year after year, of hearing the stories of old, which culminate in the necessary death of Christ on the cross, help us orient our minds around the reality that God's word is required for creation, for new life, and for rebirth. As I said, rebirth is required for salvation. This new life, this identity as a child of God, is the source of our faith, our confidence, and our joy. Paul, in what can be considered the climax, I think, of the book of Galatians, writes with great emotion about this very thing. He writes, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, 'Abba, Father.' Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ," he writes. Because of this new birth, that is, because we have been made children of God through baptism and have believed in Christ, who, as we read in Romans, was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised up because of our justification. Because we believe in this Jesus and no other, we have our salvation. We have our new birth. We have that saving faith given to us. How? By the Word of God. Yes, the Word of God, the Word of God. Always by the word of God. Did you take note of all the rebirth, all the new life the word of God wrought throughout the readings this evening? In the very first, the word of God brings forth teeming, complex, and infinitely interlocking life. In the next, Noah believed the Lord when he spoke his mighty word, saying to him, for after 7 more days I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy from the face of the earth all living things that I have made. The word created faith in Noah, and he witnessed a rebirth of creation, indeed touched the first fruits of the new life of earth, and saw God's promise in the sky. The Lord proclaimed then to the Israelites gathered in the wilderness, "Speak to the children of Israel, that they turn and camp before Pi-hahiroth between Migdol and the sea opposite Baal Zephon. You shall camp before it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say to the children of Israel, they are bewildered by the land. The wilderness has closed them in. If you were unaware, by the way, and you want a little geography lesson right now, the shores of the Red Sea are closed in completely by harsh terrain. And so the children of Israel camped in a place wherein the only way out was the way in, or else a miraculous crossing across the sea. Even though the more tactically sound thing would have been to keep going the way they had been and go over the Red Sea. But see, dear friends, that out of faith in the word, they encamped where none but God could deliver. See then also in Ezekiel where the Lord promises, I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. It's baptism, just so you know. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Doesn't this describe how each of us is here this evening? All the action in this passage is from God to his people. Indeed, he will cause the word to be preached among them, and by it they will believe and walk according to the righteous commands of God in great joy. Ezekiel sees a vision, one of a people reduced to completely dry, picked clean bones in the middle of the wilderness, and even to such dead, dark, heartless, brainless corpses, the word of God causes flesh to encase them, brains to reason within them, and hearts to beat within them. Job confesses those sweet words in the midst of profound agonies that he will indeed, with his very body in the resurrection, see his Redeemer face to face. Job, in faith, could confess this truth even while his life was crumbling to dust around him. Jonah brings the law, the harsh remonstrances of God to a people of depraved and a debaucherous nature, indeed the very heart of the Assyrian Empire. Even though Jonah has personal reluctance, even perhaps hatred for the Assyrians, something so small as a single man's pride and hatred cannot prevent the word of God from doing what it does, that is, creating. Indeed, you heard the word of God created faith in the people who no one would expect to believe. And yet, as I've been saying, the word is powerful to create faith. In another instance of one unexpected having faith created it within them, the king Nebuchadnezzar sees this, the faith which strengthened Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to hold on to the truth of God, even in the face of hell itself, as it raged in the furnace. At their strong confession, the pagan king confessed the true God. Who would have expected the word of God to do what it does? Create. Finally, you heard just a few moments ago the prelude for tomorrow morning. The leaders of the Jews conspired to prevent anyone from hearing the gospel of the resurrection. Though, of course, we know they didn't succeed. People hear. People will hear. People will believe. Who could hope to stop the creative work of the word of God? Jonah couldn't do it, and neither could Nebuchadnezzar. The word creates. This is the night when we eagerly await to hear of that new creation, that new reality for the faithful, which gave Job such confidence and which may give each of us confidence like Job. Without the word of God, each of us are without form and void. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. We celebrate in this time of the church year the historical event of the resurrection, but so too do we celebrate the night when death and the devil were put to flight. So too do we celebrate the night, which is the source of our confidence. So too do we celebrate being given form, being given life, being given faith by the Word of God, made flesh in Jesus Christ. What a night it is, friends. As the moon rises higher, contemplate deeper the depths of darkness in which the Word of God found you. And bless the Lord that he came down into the thick dark to bear you in his arms to the light. As we have heard, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Amen.